Friends, I want you to think about this last Christmas. Right now, when this is being filmed, it is towards the end of January, and we're basically about a month from Christmas, from the last one. Think about the different gifts that you got. What do they mean to you? How do they speak to you? How do they touch your heart? You know, gifts are more than just something material. They're more than that. They represent the love that a person has for us. They also can represent whether a person knows us or not. It's amazing when a person has been listening to us, has really heard what our heart desires, and gives us the gift that we need. And it also means so much when a person gives us the best gift, when they sacrifice something to give us the best that we could get. That speaks so much for us, and it fills us with so much love. In this way, we can be a gift to God and offer Him the best. My friends, in today's video, I want to explore this theme in the second part of the idea, giving glory to God. Please join me in today's video. Friends, join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the previous video, we talked about giving glory to God, that one of the ways that we can give glory to God is by imitating the sacrificial love that exists in the Trinity, by having that in our bodies and manifesting it in the way that we live, the way that we give ourselves to other people, and the way that we die. That's why in that prayer in the garden that Jesus prays, he talks about being given back that glory that he had before with the Father. And what he means is that self-sacrificial love that we see on the cross, when he was lifted up and we saw the Son's glory, what was that glory? Self-sacrificial love displayed through the cross. But giving glory to God means so many more things. As I was telling you, my wife was asking me this question, what does it mean to give glory to God? And we talk about it all the time, but no one really ever stops to look deeper into what that means. And today I want to take kind of a different approach from a different side. And I just want to talk about my reflection on looking around me. You know, especially when I look at YouTube, when I look at the world around, when I look at so many other things, something that I see is I see excellence. People doing amazing things for the things that they love. For instance, this morning I was watching this YouTube channel where this guy is just literally spending so much money on cameras, doing the best editing, the best music, making these amazing videos. And he's offering all this to bring people closer to having these wonderful human experiences and whatever it is that his channel is trying to promote. We see this also in sports, that people do so much. They sacrifice their bodies, they get the best equipment, the best shoes, the best food, so that they can perform for their teams, make money, and give joy to the fans. We see this also in many other fields and throughout the world. You see this idea of excellence, of doing the best and being the best. And we value this in pretty much every culture, certainly the American culture. But I think in some ways in the church, we've forgotten this. With clergy, with laity, both of us have forgotten this, that we need to give to God the best, not just a part of ourselves, but the best portion. And I want to explore this idea that giving God the best is one way that we can give glory to Him. You know, in the scriptures and in even from the beginning of the scriptures, we see this idea of the tithe. Take the story of Cain and Abel. Now, it doesn't really give these specific details, but it's implied. And what's implied is that Abel gave the best 10% to God and that Cain did not. It's implied that Cain maybe kept some of that portion for himself. Now, when people were asked to give 10% to God, that tithe, it was asked that you give the best part, the first part of the fruit, so to speak, the top level. And you would give that because God is awesome and God is all-powerful. He's God. He made us. And it's a sign of love, a sign of respect, and also a sign of trust, because if you're giving God the best, well, then you get the rest. And what's going to happen to you? You have to trust that God's going to take care of you. We need to return to this idea that we give God the best of what we do as a sacrifice. So for instance, in this YouTube channel that I have, this is one of my personal goals. I want to look at secular YouTube channels and take the best of them, get all the skills that they show, imitate the excellence that they show, and use it for God. Because sometimes when you watch religious YouTube channels, they're kind of cheesy or they look a little too homemade. And God deserves better than that. He deserves better than just cheesy videos and homemade stuff. He truly deserves the best. We need to give God this best, showing him and using all of our skills, all the best that this world has to offer, the best music, the best technology, the best everything, and using it for God. You know, because in the scriptures we have this idea of being poor, of being simple, of being humble, we misinterpret that to mean that we give God leftovers, that we give God the scraps, that only the rich get the best, only the arrogant get the best. And no, that's not true. God deserves the best. And some of my favorite saints understood this completely. For instance, one of the saints that really promoted this idea of giving glory to God was Saint Ignatius of Loyola. One of his sayings was, for the greater glory of God. And what was his idea all about? Giving God the best spirituality, the best rules of discernment, the best from his knowledge as a soldier, so that more people can see how excellent God is. Another one of my favorite saints, and he's really my inspiration for having this channel, is Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He understood that he wanted to buy the best equipment, to have the best of everything, the latest technology, and with that, to promote the Blessed Virgin Mary. He wasn't satisfied with the cheapest. He prayed so that he could get the best equipment out there and use that to promote the Blessed Mother. We need to do the same. I want you to think about your own life. Who gets the first 10%? When you spend money on things, cars, clothes, equipment, food, housing, all those things, is it used for God? And this doesn't just mean giving the church 10% in an envelope. I mean that you're using the top 10% of your time, your talents, to tell people about God as a sacrifice to God, to honor God, to tell others how amazing God is. Are you using the top of your talents, your time, and everything to promote God? Not just giving it in an envelope and never seeing it again, and hoping that some priest somewhere uses it for God or to pay the bills or whatever it is that they're using it for. No, more than that, deeper than that, that you're using your gifts for singing, for painting, for building things, for art, for making videos, for making music, that you're using your talent to the extreme, that you're getting and becoming the best in your field, and using that and offering that to God as a sacrifice, so that others may come to know God through excellence. My friends, do you understand? This is what it means, and one aspect of giving glory to God. Because of God's excellence, excellence must be given to him so that people can see this. People need to understand. Often in the church and in the world specifically, we see that. And maybe the stereotype is that, you know, like the old ladies are at church and kind of like at the very end of your life, you start giving time to God and you get the good part, your youth, you kind of keep to yourself and you sin with it. Your beauty used for your own glory. And then when you're ugly and wrinkly, then you decide to see God and visit God. And it shouldn't be like that at all. The most intelligent, the most beautiful, the strongest, the most talented, they should be promoting God. Above all, with those excellences that they have, God being the most excellent. My friends, I want you to take these ideas and think about them and ask yourself, how are you using the excellences, I know I'm just kind of making up this word, How are you using the excellences of your life to promote God's greatness? To show others how glorious is it He is? To show others that these things are worth putting on the altar, sacrificing them so that God can know. It's one of the things that I want to do with this channel, to do the best job, to give the best talks, to get the best equipment, to spend money on that and not on the other silly things that we waste our money on, to use all my strength to make this amazing so that others can believe and love in Jesus, the Blessed Mother, the souls in purgatory, and all the other many topics that we cover. My friends, give glory to God. Use the best of everything that you have to promote Him, to share Him with others. May God bless you and have a beautiful day.